The downfall of Tom Daschle, the nominee for Secretary of Health and Human Services, is an unmitigated tragedy.
Senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Universally admired and even cherished, Daschle founded on the belated disclosure of tax delinquency. He was not the first nominee to trip over a tax problem. In 1993, Zoe Baird, designated as Attorney General, had to withdraw, in part, for failure to pay Social Security taxes for immigrant household employees. More recently, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner survived the disclosure of his tax problem. And only yesterday, Nancy Killefer, nominated to a White House budget position, had to withdraw over an issue of household employee taxes. But the issue of tax laxity masks the deeper issue of the revolving door between government service and lobbying. When Daschle, a Senate Democratic leader, was defeated for re-election in 2004, he turned to consulting as a way of bolstering his income and also of having influence on legislation. He did not register as a lobbyist on the ground that he only advised his clients and didn't himself engage with public officials. He piled up $5 million. He gave speeches in public and advice in private to insurance companies, realtors, energy firms, and telecommunications companies. And he joined his friend Leo Hindery in creating an investment firm. Hindery provided the chauffeured limousine that Daschle must have missed when he left the Senate. What we're talking about here is a culture that rewards retired legislators and other officials for sharing with lobbyists their knowledge of how the system works and access to incumbent officials. This is precisely what President Obama had in mind when he campaigned on the promise to close the revolving door and carry out the most sweeping ethics reform in history. That has yet to be realized. The revolving door between the public and the private sector is deeply ingrained in our culture, and it may take more than one term for Mr. Obama to fix it. This is Daniel Shore.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.